Goddamn, things all cockeyed. Okay.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you.
Song from my favorite Christmas movie.
Remember when we first met John McClane? Argyle picked him up from the plane and took him down to Nakatomi Tower to meet with Holly. He came to get her back and to be her man, but Hans and his buddies fucked up the plan. And that's about when everything went sour at the Christmas party. And the terrorists were overzealous, but it was sweet when they killed Ellis. And with a little help from Alan, John McClane kicked ass. We're gonna die, 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 die hard. We're gonna die, 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 die hard. We're gonna die, 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 die hard. We're gonna die, 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 die as hard as we can. No one dies harder than John McClane. Even when his wife's stuck on a plane, about to crash into the Potomac River on the eve of Christmas. And airport security kicked him out, but John McClane is just too damn proud. And nothing could have made him not deliver, cause that's his business. And with a lot of fights and gunplay, he blew that plane up on the runway. And with a little help from Alan, Holly's plane could land. We're gonna die.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Welcome. I wish Die Hard hadn't come up with that in, you know, when I was born. Because that would be a fucking great way to start every show. To start a show. Every show. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Woo! But it's too late. That's already invented. Well, welcome to our show. If you haven't seen Die Hard, you might not understand why it's a Christmas film. Here's the thing, okay? A tower gets taken over by terrorists. And John McClane, Bruce Willis, heads there because it's his sort of estranged wife's office party. And, you know, it's the Christmas party. So it's hilarious. There's a part where he straps a dead terrorist to a chair and puts him in a Santa suit and says, he leaves a note on him that says, well, I'll read it in the voice of Alan Rickman, who's the bad guy, Hans Peter Gruber. Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho. So that's a pretty quality holiday moment. Die Hard 2, not as good, although it has a pretty fucking awesome airplane explosion, which is the yippee-ki-yay motherfucker of that movie, and not bad. Well, I'm having my first beer in about 2 weeks here. I went out with some friends, we went out to a bar, and I did great, and then the last hour drank far too much, and I rode laying down in the trunk of a car where a dog normally lives. I lost all my change. And then when we got to the person's house we were dropping off, I vomited all over her neighbor's sidewalk. And it felt like a long time of vomiting. And when I asked later, it was confirmed. One of the people said, yeah, I felt kind of bad because a couple of us were just kind of standing there watching you vomit. I believe someone may have taken a picture too, which if you did and you hear this, I would love to see what I look like when I vomit. I bet it's pretty horrible. But you guys will be glad to know I'm back in fighting shape here. No worse for the wear. So I had a thing. This is our Christmas Power Hour. So before we get really started with the Power Hour, I did want to say my holiday miracle here. Or save my holiday. Pete Saves Christmas. Part 28. So I one of my friends was having a downtime, so I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'll buy him some comedy CDs. He likes comedy CDs, and that would cheer me up, I think. So I bought, you know, a handful of comedy CDs, and I get them home, and then, you know, I'm looking at them, and I'm like, fuck. And this isn't a problem with other, you know, I bought my mom a spice grinder. Now, I'm not looking in the box coveting the spice grinder, you know, because I don't have the spice. I don't know what form the spice is in before it's ground up. And it's a nut grinder, too, which is hilarious. That's what my dad used to call my mom. So I'm coveting these CDs. You know, I'm like, I'd like to listen to one, but I'm not gonna. You know, and I started thinking, I was like, maybe I'll crack it open and just put a sticker on it that says used. You know what I mean? So the other night I decided, you know, I was going for a long jog. And during these long jogs, I get bored. I listen to stuff, you know, and you might say, how is jogging boring? Why don't you just go faster? To which I say, I'd love to, but the problem I personally have is I like to have a normal person, I've gathered, makes coffee at home, and then sometimes there's some left in the pot when they leave, or they share one pot with someone else. My philosophy is I just make an amount, and that's the amount I'm having today, which is, you know, the full amount. And then maybe some more at work. So after I have 17 cups of coffee, I can't just go faster. I get terrible stomach pains if I try to run faster. So I could just sleep, but it's kind of a little late to come up with that solution. So what I decided to do, instead of being, you know, unbored by running faster and getting a stomach ache, was I was like, fuck it. I'm cracking over one of these CDs, you know? So I don't want anyone to think that I'm an Ebenezer Scrooge McDuck. So what I thought I would do to sort of reconcile this, well, first I was just short of Googling how to shrink wrap things yourself, because I was like, you know, if you shrink wrapped a CD again, no one would ever know. It's one of the few gifts you could rip and then shrink wrap and then give to someone else, you know? But just short of doing that, I decided, you know what I'll do? I'll just share my enjoyment of this particular CD with the world. This is my Christmas gift to the world. So this is from Marc Maron's new CD, which is pretty good. I have to say, I give it an A, being an expert and everything. And I hope you like it too. I'm going to just share about a few minutes of it here. Hopefully, Mr. Maron doesn't mind. And he has his own podcast too at WTFpod.com, which is pretty good, depending on the guest. All right, so I'm going to share this with you guys in the world. Merry Christmas.
So, let's move into the romance. I've been dating aggressively for the last few years. We're sexually acting out. It's unclear to me. Is there a difference? Is there really a difference? Look, I don't have any kids. I know people have different agendas when they're dating. I feel like I've been honest with women I have dated. I have said things like, look, I'm bitter, I'm brokenhearted, I'm cynical, I'm hurt, I'm incapable of trust or intimacy. I don't know if I ever will be again. I would just like to fuck for a while. Are you good with that? It's amazing how many women hear that as, I love you. Please move in with me. He's a fixer-upper. Because here's my experience. What happens is I meet somebody, who have sex as quickly as possible, as often as possible, until you get about a week into it and you hit that first wall where you're like, I don't even know you. And she's like, I don't know you either. And then you have to trauma bond for an hour or so. You know, like, well, my dad's manic depressive and my mom has an eating disorder. And she's like, oh my God, I have an eating disorder. I'm like, of course you do. Can we just keep fucking? And then you fuck for a couple more weeks until you have to overcome the first minor obstacle together, and it's usually something ridiculous. Like, how can you not like tortilla chips? Everyone fucking likes tortilla chips. That's ridiculous. I mean, were you abused by a Mexican? Because that should have come out during the trauma bonding. I don't think you're being forthright with me. But I'm okay with it. Let's just keep fucking. And then, yeah, after about a month of that, I'm usually like, happy anniversary. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, today it seems like a year. So, it's been an exciting few years. I dated a stripper for a while, and I'm not a stripper guy. It was a weird thing. I don't have anything against strippers or strip clubs. Or I don't go, you know, primarily because I generally believe them. And so I met her in a different context. I met her at a party, and she said she was a writer. And I said, well, what do you write about? She says, well, I write about stripping, sex work, and being a dominatrix. And I said, why do you write about that? She said, well, that's what I do. And I just held on to writer. Dating a writer who's an active sex worker and stripper and dominatrix. And don't get jealous. I mean, she was an age-appropriate stripper, which, you know, is a little sad. But I don't really know how I became that guy.
Okay,
I mean,
so that's enough of that. I just realized what a great idea it is to include audio from one of the most successful podcasts in the world into probably one of the bottom three. I'm sure there's, I don't know how MuggleCast is doing now that Harry Potter's over, but anyway, so that's Mark Mayer and WTFpod.com for all your WTFpod.com needs. All right, so Power Hour, here's how it works. I've got 60 questions this time. I remembered that there are 60 minutes in an hour as opposed to 50. Those are going to be read by my transsexual helper here. A bell will go, a question will be read, and I have the remainder of the minute once the question has been read to answer. So if it takes 15 seconds to read the question, I have 45 seconds to answer the question before the bell goes again, and I got to start answering the next one. Also, I'm getting extremely loaded for the holidays. In the background, I was going to get some holiday music until I remembered that I hate holiday music with a passion that's really matched by very little else in my life. So you'll be hearing the sounds of Centromatic and their album Candidate Waltz, which is pretty nice. And if you get a chance to see them live, yeah, what the fuck? Go for it. You know what I mean? All right. Welcome to Christmas Power Hour, everybody.
Matrix's job is basically to...
Dear Snowman, okay, I have no idea what to cook for Christmas. I'm Mexican, so you know, give me some ideas. Mostly Mexicans could cook, and if you don't know any, just tell me what you're gonna cook for Christmas. It's I'd if it's not Mexican, so yeah, please tell me. From Duff.
Okay, that was a couple questions. What am I gonna eat for Christmas? Here's the thing. Every Christmas, what I always wanted since childhood is for my mom to just reveal pizza in the kitchen. But that's never gonna happen. That's not a reality. Also, I'm not super sure about the origin of pizza, because people tell me it's Italian, but that seems like a great crime to the world, because that's like the most American food I've ever fucking seen in my entire life. So I have trouble believing it's Italian, but either way, that means it's not Mexican. The closest thing I will probably be having to Mexican is munchies, which contain Doritos, which I feel like may mean something in Spanish, and I've never looked it up to this day, which tells you how much I really care.
Dear Snowman, what's your favorite Christmas snack? Candy canes? Christmas cookies? Eggnogs? I don't know what. From Isabel.
The nice thing about eggnog, you know how you know that eggnog is a horrible drink? It comes in that tiny, the same container as half and half. I'm pretty sure it's actually just half and half with like pancake spices mixed in on top or something like that. I dare anyone to drink one 8-ounce glass of eggnog all in one sitting. I'd feel so nauseous. I'd rather just drink pure rubbing alcohol or Listerine would be a finer choice over eggnog. Candy canes, I don't really understand the point of a long, curved peppermint that's shaped exactly like my penis. And I don't like thinking about that, so it's kind of hard at the holidays, because when you've got the gonzo nose-style penis, it's all in your face the entire holiday. And gingerbread's a building material and a food? I don't think so.
Dear Snowman, there's an annoying guy up the street who already got us presents for Christmas, which he has made very clear to us, making us know that we should get him something. What should we get him? From Holland.
That's a really horrible thing to do to somebody. I don't like when someone holds you hostage by getting you a present and then saying, so, what are you going to get me? That's not the spirit of Christmas. I'm going to say that a lot, and people say that all the time, even though they never respond with, you know what the real spirit of Christmas is? So what I would say, you could do two things. You could get him nothing, which would be sort of clear, but I think a clearer message would be to get him something really awful and shitty, like a $5 gift card to Chili's, which is a terrible restaurant, and that's not nearly enough to feed anybody. So if he has a $5 gift card, you've now forced him to go to Chili's, not pay for an entire meal, and he's pretty much fucked, and now he blames you for that, and maybe he'll think twice next year before he gets you a gift.
Dear Snowman, I need to express myself. Christmas is only 37 days away, and I seriously cannot wait. I bought a Christmas light control kit that will make my lights dance to the music. Does anyone else have one of these? I got it at Costco. After Thanksgiving was over, aka Thursday, we can set up all of our lights and hook them up to the kit. I cannot wait for the Christmas spirit and when we get to see the first snow. I hope it snows so much, and I have never been this excited for snow and Christmas ever. Seriously, is anyone else this excited? Just imagine getting to drive lawnmowers in the snow with your best friend. And this is not a joke, this is seriously the coolest thing ever. And the Christmas tree, holy crap! Tell me, all you guys, what are you going to do for Christmas, and how are you going to express yourself? From Alan.
You know what, I don't really care for the television show Mad Men, because I find it cute at times. But the one thing I like is when someone just goes, "Calm down, you're being hysterical." You need to watch that part of that show, in particular, because that'll teach you an important lesson here.
Dear Snowman, I love Christmas movies, and I have like 300 Christmas movies in my Christmas movie collection, and I'm planning on to watch some of Christmas movies later today. I'm still in the spirit of Christmas, and I want to watch some of my Christmas movies now. Should I wait till it's closer to Christmas time to watch them or not? From Mad Max.
Well, I think that just depends on how you want other people to feel about you. If you're alone in your apartment, and you've taken a survey of your cats, and they don't seem to mind, then I'd say go for it. Watch all the Christmas movies you please, you know what I mean? Make sure that you've got plenty of the really cheapest pretzels that they have at the grocery store, which I know is what you like. But if you have 300 or 5,000 Christmas movies or whatever you said, I'm going to assume you have twice as many regular non-Christmas-related movies, and I'm going to assume that if you have that many movies, you probably own the motion picture Hard Target, and I would say watch Hard Target.
Dear Snowman, where did the tradition of the Christmas tree and celebrating Christmas come from? Did the cavemen celebrate Christmas too? From ChessWiz.
Well, I'm going to assume that the cavemen, for the most part, didn't celebrate anything because I think they lived to be about 10. They didn't know anything. They were just trying to be alive and probably fuck. I guess that was probably the one thing they did other than just not dying was fuck. So Christmas was kind of every time they had sex in caveman days, as far as I can tell. I don't know what else you would do. Fight a T-Rex? Was that caveman or is that an ape? What did they have? Mastodons? They would kill a mastodon and decorate its corpse with blood that was red and green? Did they have... Cavemen probably had green blood, and they mixed it with the mastodon's red blood, and they had their Christmas mastodon corpse. That's probably the origin, as far as I've learned from science.
Dear Snowman, I want some Christmas movies that focus on dogs or cats, not just one that happened to have dog or cat in it, like The Grinch. I've seen The 12 Dogs of Christmas, A Dog Named Christmas, The Dog Who Saved Christmas, and The Dog Who Saved Christmas Vacation. From Raven.
So outside of those, you'd like another dog-centric Christmas movie. Can I tell you something? You know, you do realize that your dog has no fucking idea it's Christmas, right? He just knows that there's a really obnoxious tree that he can't fucking leave alone in the house. He can't understand why you would put a tree in the house, which is kind of fair. Because you wouldn't take other nature shit and just put it in there. You wouldn't just take a bunch of river water and dump it all over the floor and just leave it there for a month. So I guess it's kind of understandable. But outside of that, you want another fucking Christmas movie with a dog? What's wrong with you? Santa Buddies. Everybody knows that. Santa Buddies.
Dear Snowman, what kind of fun Christmas traditions can my boyfriend and I start now that we live together? He and I both love the Christmas season, and this is the first year the two of us won't be spending the night with our families. We're excited to share our first Christmas together in our house, and I'd love to start some fun new traditions. Any ideas? So far, we came up with buying goofy Christmas pajamas for each other, unwrapping them on Christmas Eve, and wearing them that night and the next day. From Katie.
So this is the first time you will be spending the night of Christmas Eve together with no one else. And sex isn't sex, some kind of sex thing isn't on the table for you guys. I would question the power of your relationship if this is only your first Christmas night together and your thoughts are goofy pajamas. But you know what? I think you will probably really enjoy the family circus treasury that he'll be buying you. I hate to spoil your gift for you. But you know what? Who can really spoil the genius of Bill Keen and Jeffy and Timmy and fucking RC
Dear
or
Snowman,
whoever he is?
What is your favorite Christmas memory or tradition that your family did or still does? We go to church on Christmas Eve, and this year I'm playing my flute with two best friends at 11 on Christmas Eve. We eat under candlelight on Christmas Eve. A few of us go out burping and looking at lights. We have a really fun Christmas season. From Squints.
So you play the flute at your church or something like that? That's your Christmas tradition? Wow, that sounds really awesome. Let's see. My Christmas tradition is to sort of bully my family so that I don't have to wake up before noon. Get there in the afternoon. We open the presents we got for each other, which we all specifically asked for because we don't have the creativity to buy each other anything nice. And then I head home and masturbate and fall asleep, which is what I've been waiting for all day. That's sort of a loose tradition, but that's kind of the framework I'd say you could build off of here.
Dear Snowman, okay, I'm super ready for Christmas, but my family isn't. Usually we already have the tree up by now, but we bought a house for my brother and that has to be redone. Needless to say, they're really busy with the house and are not at all ready for Christmas. How can I still make Christmas special for me? I'm only 14, so I can't do much. Or get my family in the Christmas spirit. From DC.
So you're 14 and you want to save Christmas. DC Saves Christmas, Part 1. Thwarting bandits in your home seems to be a good way to do that. You know, here's the thing. Your brother bought a house and he's not ready to Christmas it up. He's looking forward to probably having one fucking holiday where he's like, I've been waiting 20 years to have an excuse to not have to really participate in Christmas and this is his time. So I would say your gift to him would be, leave him the fuck alone. Let him have one, you know, fake holiday where he just enjoys not celebrating and being not homeless. And you're 14. Fuck yourself.
Dear Snowman, I already read the history of Christmas, the legends of it, and the various origins of it. But I want to know what you think. Do you think Christmas is merely a pagan holiday sprinkled with legends of the birth of a boy named Jesus? Is Christmas a phony pagan holiday to drive consumerism? Provide your insight, but please, you don't have to explain every technical detail of the holiday because I've already done my research. This is an opinion gathering question only. From Ilya.
A boy named Jesus. I like that. That's going to be the name of my first greatest hits. A boy named Pete. And it's going to be just me on the cover of my grade school picture where I'm in a suit and bow tie and my hair is all combed nice. Well, I don't know. I don't understand why that would matter if it's pagan or not because, I don't know, you seem to feel like it's the man invented Christmas so we would all buy gifts for each other. Which is weird, because I'm not really that opposed to it. It's like Valentine's Day. I hate the idea we all have to do it on the same fucking day, but sometimes you need a day to remind yourself to love people.
Dear Snowman, when does the Christmas season start for you? To start off, I do not celebrate Christmas religiously. I follow ethical hedonism. Do what you want within safe legal limits. I celebrate Christmas for the fun of it. My family has always said that when the Santa Claus float passes the star at the Macy's parade, then at that moment the Christmas season begins. From RW.
I have a very concrete answer to this. It's not a set date, but how I know the Christmas season has begun is I'll go to work and I go into the break room and I see something sitting on the table and it's on a red or a green plate or maybe a snowman plate of some kind and I take a bite of it. And it's horrible. It's old and hard and cold. And I know that this is a Christmas-related snack that someone has created and brought in for us. And so as I'm spitting that into the trash and I hear it hit the plastic, I know the holiday has officially begun for everyone.
Dear Snowman, how far does the neutralization of Christmas have to go before my right to enjoy Christmas is violated? My aqua aerobics teacher told us this morning that she is afraid of being sued if she brings traditional Christmas music to class. Anything with Christ or traditional wording referring to Christ's birth is prohibited. So where's the line, since for me, Christmas is based on Christ's birth? Happy holidays will never be the same as Merry Christmas. From Joe.
Oh, yeah, the war on Christmas. Well, I just want to declare right now that actually I am officially doing a war on Christmas. any terrorist acts that happen related to Christmas are probably related to something I came up with. I'm going to be murdering Santas. The only ones who are safe are the ones who stand on the corner and ring those bells. I went and applied for that job once, actually, and in the waiting room applying was all bums. And I was like, this is wrong, I gotta go, and I didn't go in the interview. So leave those guys alone. But everyone else, war.
Dear Snowman, how can Christmas lights be utilized indoors to add a subtle ambience to a room without being overpowering? Would it be better to use the Christmas lights that come in tinted shades and give off a soft light orange light as opposed to white light or other colors? I don't want it to look like a Christmas decoration theme or look tacky. Also, what are some safety precautions to keep in mind when decorating with them? Are they a fire hazard if draped over fabric, for instance? From Jan.
There is a danger of burning. The danger is that they will burn down every sense your house has of being somewhere that someone would want to live, and leaving only the husk of some shithole. Do not decorate with Christmas lights, okay? Unless you're talking about your college dorm, in which case, who gives a fuck if it burns down because it's a bunch of worthless people who aren't even fully formed yet? I'd say leave the Christmas lights for Christmas. That's why they're called Christmas lights, not indoor decoration accoutrement. Go to IKEA, and if it's not there, you don't need it.
Dear Snowman, what are some good Christmas songs to grind to? Having a college Christmas party and need suggestions for good Christmas songs where it wouldn't be weird to actually dance to them. I was planning on playing mostly rap and was wondering if there are any good danceable Christmas songs I could incorporate into my playlist. Any remixes, techno remixes, etc. would be great. Thanks. From Kaleno.
God. Hey, you know what would really improve my Christmas? If you could possibly do a techno version of it. That would make me feel really good about myself. No one likes techno. But to answer your question simply, okay? Duh. Christmas and Hollis.
Dear Snowman, what time Christmas morning does Christmas present opening begin? This is our first Christmas with our own child. She just turned 4 months. We of course bought her Christmas presents and just have so much excitement and anticipation with the magic that comes with Christmas. From Greer.
Yes, who can wait for the magic? Well, here's the truth. Okay, you could try and decide when it begins, but it's just gonna begin whenever your fucking kid, you know, wakes up out of kid sleep. Which is apparently not like adult sleep, because an adult will wake up too early, plow through the day, and then go to bed early the next night. A child will wake up way too early, be full of piss and vinegar like he did a Pete's coffee scheme and just drank all the available coffee, and then just be pissed off the entire day and be a bastard. So it's just whenever the kid wakes up, the key is to try and give him some fucking Benadryl and put him down at some point.
Dear Snowman, Christmas is coming and I want some ideas. What would be a good type of Christmas card for our wedding reception caterer? The reception is at a hotel and he is so helpful I want to surprise him by sending him a nice Christmas card from the both of us. From D.
Wedding reception caterer, and you're going to thank him by sending him a Christmas card. Let me give you a hint. Sending a Christmas card is basically like saying, I decided that you deserve something and that I needed to give you something, but I didn't have the, didn't want to spend the cash, didn't want to go to the effort. It's just an empty... When someone opens that card and there's nothing inside, nothing falls out, they're disappointed. Notice how everyone opens a card over a counter or a table waiting for something to fall out. No one just opens a card hanging over the edge of the fucking Sears Tower, okay, and a check goes fluttering into the wind. Everyone's hoping against hope. There's some real gift in that card.
Dear Snowman, how long will the Disney Christmas parade be on come Christmas Day? 2 hours or longer? From Pina.
Well, if I had to guess, I would say the Disney Christmas parade would last somewhere between your guess 2 hours and my guess goddamn forever. I don't know, they have a million characters now, don't they? They have the water fish woman princess. They have the princess who married the wolf man. They have black princess. They have trampy Middle Eastern princess. They have Sleepy White Princess. They have Poisoned Sleepy White Princess. They have Princesses That Just Don't End. So however long it takes for all these princesses to stop sleeping and stop being trampy and stop being non-white and walk down the street, that will make Walt Disney very happy on Christmas Day.
Dear Snowman, how long do you leave your Christmas tree up in America? I was just wondering, in the UK we usually leave them up until 12 days after Christmas. What about in other places? On YouTube, I saw a couple videos where the people still had their Christmas tree up like a month after Christmas. From Janie.
Yeah, here's the thing about living in fucking America, okay? We don't just have a frightening woods where Hansel and Gretel went right in our backyard. We have to do a lot of work for these trees. So you better fucking believe when we put up a tree, it's probably New Year's it's going to be still up. You know, we feel like we want to celebrate it with New Year's, or we say that. We're like, let's enjoy it till New Year's, but the truth is, let's enjoy not taking it down until New Year's. But in my mind, all day Christmas, when we're getting presents out from under the tree, I'm just like, I cannot fucking... Taking that down is gonna be a bitch. It is gonna be an endless bitch from which there is no escape.
Dear Snowman, how can I get help for Christmas for a family with 8 boys? My stepdaughter has 8 boys and doesn't have the funds for Christmas. She doesn't even have a tree to put up. All the kids are so disappointed that they won't have a Christmas. My stepdaughter barely gets the bills paid and is trying very hard to make sure the kids will have a Christmas. The boys range from age 14 to newborn. Jacob, 14, Ronnie, 13, Dalton, 9, Dawson, 7, Jason, 6, Robert, 3, Cody, 1, Nathan, 1 month. From Cubby.
I would say after 14 years of having kids basically spread out, 8 different boys, that she's not really trying that hard to make a good Christmas or life for any of them. That's way too fucking many. 8? 8 boys for one lady alone. Unless her husband died unexpectedly, which I kind of doubt, here's what I would say she could do to help them have a Merry Christmas. Leave them just in the middle of fucking Rockefeller Center in New York and just see who adopts them. They're best that way.
Here's Snowman. What Christmas gift can I get from my girlfriend with $5? I'm seriously out on the budget. I'm still a college student. Much of my expenses are on transport just to see her. She lives an hour away, and I've used much of the money to buy Christmas gifts for my parents. Now all I have is $5 fucking dollars. Help? From Kevin.
All right, Kevin, here's what you have to do. Now this has been done, but whatever. You get a pack of index cards, and then you give them as card, you know, coupons, right? One free hug from Kevin. One free bang from Kevin. One free going down on you for 3 minutes, which you time because she will take advantage and go make you go longer from Kevin. And then you just make one be one free breakup with Kevin. And then once she sees what a horrible gift giver you are and how you couldn't save more than $5 fucking dollars knowing Christmas is coming every year, she can just play that card and then you won't have to worry about the rest.
Dear Snowman, I have a small Christmas tree about 3 feet tall and my cats try to destroy it. Does anyone know where I could buy some sort of clear case, maybe plastic or glass, to put around it to keep those little devils out of it? I can't imagine having Christmas without a Christmas tree, and those sprays at the pet store do not work. Please let me know what you think. From Stargirl.
First of all, I would like to find out more about these pet store sprays. Are they some kind of cat mace? I guess you could just use regular mace. I did shoot off a dog mace in the pet store one time on accident. It's weird that you buy the dog mace at the dog store. As an alternative, I think you're thinking about this backwards, okay? Instead of putting your tree in a clear package, I'm going to suggest you put your cat in a clear, oxygen-free environment until he passes away, and then your trees and other things that humans like to have are 100% safe. And you could live like an adult human life without trying to spend money to solve your cats.
Dear Snowman, how do you wish someone a Merry Christmas in Russian Orthodox Christmas? I just found out my recent good friend doesn't celebrate Christmas. He specifically said, my Christmas is January 7th. So how does he celebrate and how do I wish him a Merry Christmas that day or how do I do so? I haven't had a chance to ask him. Thanks. From Zandra.
Well, he must be a really good friend if you haven't gotten a chance to ask him. How do you wish a Russian person a Merry Christmas? All I know about them is fur hats, vodka, and bears. They seem to be really into bears for some reason, which is weird, because I didn't know that Russia was, like, home to bears. What are they doing out there? What could they possibly be interested in? Does Russia have a lot of bees? Because I understand bears are into beehives. So I would say get him something bear-related. I don't know, a polar bear. Are they into that? Fuck it, just, I don't know, hand job, fine. Let it go.
Dear Snowman, I have a family member who is notorious for giving awful Christmas gifts. One year I got a George Foreman grill cleaning sponge, but no George Foreman grill and I didn't own one. If you've never seen the George Foreman grill cleaning sponge, it is very specific to that grill and would have little use for anything else. What's the worst gift you ever received for Christmas or otherwise? From Daisy.
I'll tell you about the worst time. I was at a girlfriend's house. It's kind of young. And her parents got me a gift. And so I was opening it up and I was like, wow, this is so nice of them. And I opened it up and it was a box of Christmas lights. And I was like, oh, these are awesome. I guess I'll put them up in my room or something, like the person before. And then they kind of looked at me like, no, the real present's in the box. And then they had gotten me something real nice and put it in there. But then my excitement seemed really fake because I had just expressed excitement over the worst gift ever. So that was my worst, but it was kind of my fault.
Dear Snowman, we live on the third floor and my husband and I want to hang a Christmas garland and some Xmas lights. However, the balcony we have is concrete. What can my husband and use to hang up our Christmas decorations? From Sorry.
Why are you hanging up Christmas decorations outside that you guys aren't even going to see? Here's what I would say. Instead of everybody hanging up Christmas lights, can't we do this? Can't we just make, like, Microsoft or somebody or Google invent glasses that just automatically put Christmas lights and populate them on everything? Then we could all wear the glasses. No one would have to do any fucking work. People who didn't want to see the lights or put up the lights or who had concrete balconies could just do that. My advice for you, though, because, you know, Google doesn't give a shit, they're just going to put Christmas lights on G-O-O-G-L-E that day, would be to probably move out of the projects, because that's a terrible place to celebrate Christmas anyway.
Dear Snowman, how many Christmas lights-related incidents happen in the Philippines every year? Just curious. At approximately what percent of all the Christmas lights users in Philippines had fire? Don't worry about racism. Pinoy Echo. From Sarah.
Well, thank you for excusing me for racism. I wish I knew a Filipino racist term. The only time I've ever actually had a chance to have a Filipino term, there's a kid in my elementary school who was Filipino, and we came up with Filipinas, which really has nothing to do with the Filipino race so much as it's like Filipinas. It just fits in instead of no, it's Nis. So I'm not really good at being racist towards Filipinos. I know nothing about them. So I would say that these Filipinuses are probably, there's probably between 0 and 1 million Filipinas fires during the holidays.
Dear Snowman, how many Christmas outfits does your child have? My daughter will have one for Christmas Eve and one for Christmas Day. She also uses one for our family Christmas photo. So far, she actually doesn't have any, but I'm thinking of going today to get her one because we want to get our Christmas pictures done tonight. How many does your child have? What is he or she wearing? From Mama.
So yours so far, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Christmas picture, and they all have to be different. Because, you know, God forbid, if you're a fucking mom, if the kid's grandma saw he was wearing the same outfit twice, whoa! Woo! That's trouble. You don't want to get involved in that kind of a discussion. Well, since it's about keeping up with me, I would probably buy my son somewhere around 4,000 or 5,000 Christmas outfits. Because you never know when he's going to pee, or when I might just decide one thing or another doesn't work. And don't dress your kid in fucking outfits, okay? Put him in clothes. He wears clothes, not outfits, little outfits that he wears around.
Dear Snowman, I recently contacted a local Christmas tree lot for employment this holiday season. They asked me what are my hourly-salary requirements, and I do not know what to ask for. Does anybody know how much a typical Christmas tree lot worker makes? Please let me know. Thanks. From Compton.
You know, I don't know, but I think I could estimate. However much you make from being woken up off of an empty train car and basically being enslaved to work in that cage, why do you think that's a cage? To protect the trees? No. It's to keep that man inside of there until he gets his can of baked beans that he's allowed to cook over a barrel fire. Christmas tree men, probably what they get is, you know, they stop threatening to kill their families who live in another state and they left long ago, but they're so cracked out they don't even understand time and space anymore.
Dear Snowman, my godson will be 18 months by Christmas. I'm unsure of what to get him. I usually spend around $50 to $75 on him for Christmas. I want to get him something fun that he won't outgrow right away. Maybe something that involves learning. Any ideas or suggestions? From Tara.
Yeah, well, $50 to $75, that seems appropriate on a kid whose vision doesn't even extend 5 feet beyond his body. Can't even walk yet. I could see why you'd want to spend, I don't know, a couple iPod shuffles worth of money on this kid. I would say, and you want something that's learning related. What's he going to learn? He can't even talk. Something that's a color would be a good start. Or, you know what? If you want to go for broke, two colors. If he's related to you, I'm going to suggest some kind of a helmet. Because he's going to fucking need it. It sounds like you could have used a helmet. Some kind aunt to provide you with protective headwear when you were a child around Christmas.
Dear Snowman, Christmas! Yes, it's Christmas soon, and I have a few questions. Top 3 favorite Christmas movies. Top 3 favorite Christmas songs. Top 3 favorite Christmas traditions. Top 3 favorite Christmas symbols, like Christmas trees, candy canes, Santa. Thanks, Gingeroo.
Okay, we already covered movies. Die Hard and Die Hard 2. I'll just throw in Die Hard with a Vengeance, even though that happens in New York in the summer. Fuck it. That's like 6 hours of movies. You don't need to watch 6 hours of goddamn movies in Christmas Day. It's Christmas, for fuck's sake. Christmas symbols? Let's see. We talked about candy canes, which I have a love-hate relationship with. How about a snowman? Obviously, helpfulsnowman.com. You know, Nazi armbands are kind of Christmas colors. I wouldn't say that's a favorite.
Dear Snowman, Christmas. I need 5 adjectives of Christmas and 4 ing words of Christmas. Thank you. This is homework and I really can't think of anything. From Ing.
5 ing words that describe Christmas. Holy ing, fucking shitting. That's 3. Sucking. Okay. And masturbating, which again is what I'm waiting to do when I'm sitting in my living room at home. And adjectives, so that's the way, a word that describes something. Well, isn't that what we just did? Just did the gerund or whatever? Too well lit up, which you can see my holiday lights tour at helpfulsnowman.com. Xmas Lights Tour 2011. See how that's all about.
Dear Snowman, how do I make time go by waiting for Christmas? From Justin.
Drinking is amazingly time travel-ish. I don't know why all these sci-fi books are always trying to perfect time travel. You know, which to me is ridiculous because I'll tell you what, when I went to that arcade and I drank too much, I woke up in the future. It was nothing like the area I'd left. I had a taste in my mouth, which is, I guess, the side effect of time travel. You know, someone had ruined my shoes by vomiting all over them. I lost a bunch of money. All of these things seem to be requisites of time travel, so I don't see how it's not time travel. So I guess if you're a child, it's kind of hard to do it, but it's hard to get liquor, but hey, it's not going to take you very much liquor to get drunk either. So it's kind of a win-win. Sneak into that cabinet, unscrew some lids.
Dear Snowman, we have a small pine that my husband left Christmas lights on for over a year. I recently noticed that it is dying and some needles and branches are turning brown. I had my husband take the lights off, but I want to know if there's anything else we can do to help restore this tree. I heard that 7-Up works. Is that a myth, or are there any other home remedies that could help? From Brian.
You've got to be fucking shitting me, 7-Up. How about this? Before you pour 7-Up on your tree, how about you drink nothing but 7-Up for a week and see how great you feel? how much you've recovered from sicknesses or whatever. I'm pretty sure that's... Is that what the chemo medicine is? Just 7-Up that they pump into people's blood and it kills everything? That's insane. That's the most asinine thing I've heard since, like, the last three questions. Yeah, of course it dies. You don't just attach electronic shit to a tree. Okay, I don't have an oscillating fan attached to my tree outside to make the shade extra nice in the summer. You just have to live with the nature part. You don't get to add things like fucking RoboCop.
Dear Snowman, how did the population of Christmas Island become predominantly Chinese? This is not a racist question. I'm just curious because the founders of Christmas Island are Englishmen. Also, the whereabouts of Christmas Island is not near China whatsoever. Please and thank you. From Anak.
So this is not a racist question, but you're just asking, what's up with all the Chinese, huh? I don't know. I don't know why there's a place called Christmas Island. But I guess that of the holidays, I mean, I'm not going to... I love Halloween, but I'm not going to Halloween City because that's where the murders happen. You know what I mean? Easter Town is horrible because I don't really like boiled eggs or hard-boiled eggs or whatever. With that little golf ball, the yolk just turns into this... Oh, oh God, I'm getting nauseous just thinking about it. God, I hate when someone brings that shit into work. Kill yourself. I probably wouldn't go...
Dear Snowman, what is the best spot for a traditional Christmas vacation in Colorado? My fiancé and I would like to have Christmas vacation in a place just like the Christmas Vacation movie, where the people of the town have and show a lot of Christmas spirit and are welcoming. From Abby.
So you want to go in Colorado? Well, that's where I'm from. That works out pretty well. You know what? Instead of answering your question because it's dumb, I have to pee. So this is going to be a live peeing into a coffee can. This is a first for our show here. Oh my God. It's not going well. I did this once in a car into a Monster Energy drink and I peed all over my pants. It's, you know what's disturbing about peeing into something that you're holding or looking at is it's like it's so much warmer than you would think. Like it's almost hot. And it's getting fairly full.
Dear Snowman,
oh God.
How do I inject Christmas spirit into my boyfriend? I asked this earlier, but I didn't get any responses from anyone else, so I decided to ask you. He's 22 and hasn't liked Christmas since his parents' divorce. How do I go about making him fall back in love with Christmas? From Stephanie.
Oh, it's really full. This is getting close. But I think I'm going to be... Oh, okay. I just peed on my hand a little. Holy shit. Oh, that's disgusting. Well, now I know it's probably... It's about 8 ounces of pee. Oh, it smells like bacony. How do you give your boyfriend Christmas spirit? I don't know. I talked to that other girl about having your Christmas tradition being sex. I don't think that's such a bad idea. I mean, it's not really Christmas spirit, but something to look forward to, which is pretty close. Set this pee jar down.
My family is going on vacation this year right after Christmas, and because that will take most of our Christmas shopping money, we won't be doing much gift exchanging. We're looking for a fun game or activity that will make our few presents each last for a longer part in the morning, so we can all spend some time together on Christmas. Any ideas? By the way, we are a family with 3 older teenage girls, which makes things a little trickier. From Skater.
Yeah, I'd say that's tricky. Because you know what your girls are gonna want? A gift. An iPod. Something awesome. You know what they're not really going to want? To have a scavenger hunt around the house for their gift. Not going to be into that. Here's what I would say for a girl, a teenage girl. I don't know what they really want. I know nothing about teenage girls. But nude photo. Why not? Why not use Christmas to test the waters? See what they think of that body.
Dear Snowman, why do people call Christmas Xmas? I've been wondering. Thanks. From Flutist.
It's shorter. Some of us aren't so into the Christ. I don't really understand Christ myself. I blame him for a lot of the bad beards I've seen around. I don't understand why you see these pictures of Jesus all the time. I don't think his beard is that nice. In the pictures I've seen. Why don't they make him look like he has a nicer beard if he's always going to have a beard all the time? could be a little thicker, fuller, a little more just for men. That brown hair that exactly matches the brown beard, too, is not attractive. He looks like he's in an indie band or something like that. Not like he's saving people and making magic happen. He looks like Billy Mitchell from King of Kong, which if you've ever seen that, good for you. And if you haven't, it's hilarious. And it just gets funnier when you see his wife.
Dear Snowman, how can I get an Xmas job in London playing Santa? I've just graduated from uni and am looking for a slightly different Xmas job. I've played Santa before at kids' Xmas parties in hospitals and university halls and would like to continue doing so. I'm based in London and have a police CRB check. I do not have my own costume, unfortunately. All help gratefully received. From Alex.
Well, I can't speak for London, but I was just in a coffee shop here that is frequented by lots of bums. And I saw this bum, and he was talking to this other guy. And this bum, too, was funny because he had, like, a whole pack of papers and weird shit. And then he had a bunch of reflective shit he was putting on before he went outside, which I was like, yeah, that's your life's pretty important. I could see why a car would want to veer out of the way before they hit you. And he said he had just got done with his job playing Santa somewhere, which putting a kid on his lap is like putting a kid into a volcano.
Dear Snowman, I want to make scented animals for Christmas. Any idea where to start? I seen these bears when I was traveling that had a wax smell and smelled great, and I want to make some for Christmas. Any ideas how? They're stuffed animals that have scented wax. From Dawn.
It's like a stuffed bear, but it smells. Well, I'll tell you, most actual animals smell. Not good, but they have like a dog smell, you know, a dog. So I'd say just have a dog roll around on some, I don't know, spray it with fucking perfume. Why do you have to make it out of wax and stuff it with shit? Just jam a fucking regular stuffed bear full of potpourri and sew his ass up. Who cares? No one's going to be like, you know what I like about this bear? It smells great. Because when you sleep next to something that smells okay, by the morning you realize that you've been gagging and choking on the smell until you die. And it colors your dreams, so you're getting attacked by a potpourri-covered man.
Dear
murderer.
Snowman, how many little Christmas furry bundles of joy are headed for euthanasia? January is the busiest time to find that little purebred at the pound. Ignorant owners start dumping them because they're no longer cute. Christmas puppies tease, poop, whine, and chew. BYB got their money, continue to breed. The shelters get overwhelmed and resort to euthanasia. Please spay and neuter in 2011. Don't add to the problem. From Wolfie.
Are you asking me, was that really a question, or were you just telling me not to buy an animal just because it's Christmas? I never knew about this whole thing of buying a puppy for Christmas. I think that that's one of those where you get like three, right? If you're with, you want to really, you're like, fuck, I forgot. You can buy someone an animal, like a dog or a cat. You can get someone a ring, some kind of a commitment ring or something like that. And that's about it. You only get a couple of those in a lifetime until you get divorced and you get to start over.
Dear Snowman, I made a recipe of Christmas cake, but it's not so successful and I want to get rid of it. What can I do with it? I can make some kind of truffles, perhaps, or pudding, or smith. Do you have any recipe or ideas? I will appreciate it. From Ida.
Don't be a fucking idiot, okay? You know what no one ever says? Hey, did you know she remade this from a failed cake? Doesn't that make you appreciate it more? No. You know what people appreciate? When you make something and it turns out correctly, and then they can just eat it, and they don't have to worry about, oh, this is recreated from a mishmash of other ingredients. If I'm eating a meal and it sucks, and they're like, well, actually, this is a combined old meatloaf and macaroni and cheese mashed all together. I don't say, oh, well, for that, it's good. I say, well, it still tastes terrible, and we're going to fucking Wendy's, okay? So just buy some Wendy's already.
Dear Snowman, where can I get the huge candy canes year-round? You know, the hard red and white candy canes that are a foot long and about a half inch in diameter. They sail around Christmas for only about 99 cents. From Jason.
So they're 99 cents, but you want to get them in like May for something. God knows why you want to get these giant candy canes. Just buy a bunch around Christmas. They're 99 cents. Nothing is 99 cents anymore, okay? I had more than Virginia Lightning corn whiskey, which is awful. 50% alcohol by volume, 100 proof. You know, distilled and bought. The whole thing is in quotation marks. You couldn't even get a drink of this for 99 cents, okay? So forget your 99 cents. Your 99 cents, too, by the way, is far less valuable than my 99 cents. You're just asking dumb questions into the ether. Meanwhile, I'm a genius.
Dear Snowman, I was just wondering how you would go about attaching Xmas lights to a trailer. This is my first year putting lights on our new house, and we used to have a wood house, and I just used thumbtacks. This year it is metal siding, and thumbtacks won't work. From Mia.
Well, you do have a lot to celebrate living in a trailer. I could see why you'd be really excited. It sounds like your guy was quite the handyman, attaching with thumbtacks on the outside of the house. So he was just using what you would use to hang up, like a, you know, like what a girl would use to hang up a picture of her and her buds out at a bar when she's 22 and has a cork board hung up in her room. That was what he was using on the exterior of his house. You should never be using office supplies on the exterior of your home. They are indoor use exclusively, and to use them structurally is probably not the wisest idea. I'd say use the time for him to get another job so you move into a home that's not mobile.
Dear Snowman, I have to prepare this year's elementary school Xmas concert. This is a lot of planning and responsibility since the school and the parents give the pressure of expecting a nice Xmas concert performance. Any ideas of any suitable songs, acts, or choreography for these events? Many thanks from I.
I would say what would be really funny is to dress one kid up as Santa and then make a bunch of parents sit on his lap. And then you rig a thing in his Santa pants so it looks like he got hard when all the parents sat on his lap. That would be unforgettable. Granted, you'll be fired. But how many opportunities have you let slip through your fingers where you could have been on national news? Everyone saying, what a fool, what a bad idea. This is your big chance, and I think you're blowing it. Boner, Santa, moms, kids, all on the stage together. It's time to be bold.
Dear Snowman, I'm going to be visiting my brother in a hospital for Christmas, and it will be just the two of us for the day. I'm trying to come up with an easy-to-make meal that would be suitable for the holiday for just us. It'll have to be reheated in a microwave because I live about 25 minutes away. Thanks, KB.
Oh, he's in the hospital? Well, I'm sure he'll really appreciate you bringing him food. That'll probably help his paralysis or, you know, missing face or whatever right along. Something that can be reheated well. Well, I make quite a few frozen meals and reheat them at my work and eat them alone in my car whenever possible, crying. That's pretty similar to a hospital visit situation. So nice baked chicken and vegetables works pretty well if you don't let it dry out. Anything barbecue kind of reheats nicely as long as it's still very moist. Moisture's the key. Something real moist reheats better.
Dear Snowman, Mom died 6 weeks ago and it seems no one is very interested in Christmas. I'm a little scared of it myself, but Mom had 18 grandkids who are obviously still expecting a big bang. And she loved being with everyone. I'd like to make this Christmas not so bad or really special somehow. Any ideas? From Tally.
Your mom died. Okay? Maybe that means you have a shitty Christmas. Maybe that's just how it goes this year. I don't know. I don't know what these kids are expecting with dead mom. Okay? And when they come out and there's no presents and they're like, what the fuck? You say, yeah, my mom died. Okay? When your mom dies, we'll see how much you feel like throwing a Christmas bash for everybody in the family. We'll see how you feel about that as an adult with an adult feelings. Go back to your room, think about it, and we'll see how you do. Then you just start crying. Eat Subway alone in your car, the idea will come to you. That's when I get my best ideas.
Dear Snowman, I have to get 3 bottles of wine for some friends for a small Christmas gift. I usually drink Riesling white. However, I can't afford $22 for each bottle, and I was wondering if there was anything in between. One of my girlfriends drinks Sutter Home Bush's Infidel, however, I believe that is a cheap wine. Have any other suggestions? From Lisa.
Well, as you may know from one of our previous episodes, I'm quite the expert on wine at this point. I have had probably as much wine as most people have. in the last several months, and I had it all in one night. So, you know, it was kind of like cramming for the SATs or something like that, so I'm prepared for this question. First of all, do not speculate that your girlfriend's wine is cheap, because that'll make her upset, and it doesn't really matter. Secondly, there's one called Alamos that seems to be okay, and it's cheap, so you don't have to worry about it, but people will like it.
Dear Snowman, I'm going to my sister-in-law's for Christmas Day, and I've bought a black pencil skirt to wear, but I don't know what to wear with it. I was thinking one of those little waistcoats, but what do I wear under it? I'm a size 10 and I'm small busted, so it needs to suit me in this department. Any suggestions? Thanks, from Rach.
Okay, well, I have no idea what a size 10 is, so we're going to just throw that out right away. If you were trying to, you know, get in my pants with all that talk about being small busted, mission accomplished, okay? Whatever it takes. Come on over, wear the waistcoat. Don't wear the waistcoat. I don't really care. Also, who cares? You're going to your sister-in-law's house. Wear it with sweatpants. No one's going to care. You're size 10 and small busted. You're telling the whole world. They're going to find out, too. So whether that's good or bad, I have no fucking idea. But just deal with it with your sister-in-law. Tell her to fuck herself.
Dear Snowman, what are some things African-Americans are getting for Christmas? Christmas is nice for presents and for family and all, but I think getting a PS3, Xbox, and a new stolen iPod is not going to get your 50% illiteracy rate decreased. From Becky.
Jesus Christ. I do not have an answer to that question. What are they getting for Christmas? You answered your own question, I guess, by saying stolen items that also make them not smart. Good. Good work. I would like to thank you for lightening my load, because sometimes I feel a pressure to really bring the racism, as we say on the show. But you really did it for me today. I really don't feel like I need to worry about it. So thank you for that. Good fucking God.
Dear Snowman, I'm 12 and I'm not sure if I should believe in Santa or not. Some people say he's real, some people say he's not. I read a book called The Flight of the Reindeer, the true story about Santa Claus, and it was about how some man discovered the North Pole and there were all actual real pics. Is Santa real or not? From Jim.
I read a book called Battle Royale, and it was about Japanese kids who go to an island and kill each other with poisons and bows and arrows and hatchets to the face. That's a much better book than the North Pole book. So stop worrying so much about Santa. Start reading Battle Royale by Kaoshun Takami. That's going to teach you a lot more. It'll teach you to be on the lookout for Asians with poison vials and machine guns, and especially the ones that seem thuggish. But it'll also make you realize that some of the most thuggish Asians are the ones who turn out to be your only allies in the end.
Dear Snowman, when you play Secret Santa, do you reveal yourself to the person you have a present for? You see, me and my friends were planning on doing Secret Santa this year because we can't really afford to buy presents for everyone. They're all saying that you do reveal yourself at the end, but I think that's silly. It's called Secret Santa for a reason. What do you guys think? From Purple.
Secret Santa is one of the worst things that has been perpetrated on this nation of all times, okay? Nothing takes the fun out of giving a gift like making it mandatory. Also, you do the Secret Santa at your work because you're like, maybe I'll get that person that I sort of like more than just like at work. But you won't. You get someone you hate. And then you have $5 to spend on it. What the fuck? Anything that's $5 I bought for myself that I want. I promise you. If it's $5 and someone's like, do you want this? And I say, yeah. And they say five or less, I'll buy it. Even if they just say five or less and don't specify, I'll still buy it.
Dear Snowman, I want to send a letter to Santa Claus. I'm not kidding or playing. I seriously want to send a letter to Santa Claus, but I don't know how. Do I put North Pole as the address, or do I have to put a real address? What is Santa Claus's address? Please help. I'll appreciate it. And no, I'm not a little girl because I have 16 years of age, but it is my first time doing this, though. From Michelle.
I'm going to just pretend I heard that you were 18 and say what you should do is write the letter, do your best penmanship, roll it into a tight rod shape, grease it up in whatever fashion you find easiest, whether that be Crisco or a water-based lubricant. Sort of taper the end into a bullet shape. Slowly insert it into your anus, bullet shape end first. It'll be a little discomfort, then it'll be fine. Then if the paper's full size, it'll start to get discomfort again. And then it gets to Santa.
Dear Snowman, my daughter's 4, and this is the first year she's had a huge list of toys that she wants for Christmas. Do you limit your kids' list to a certain number of items? If so, what reason do you give as to why Santa can't bring them everything they want? From Lorraine.
No, I whatever they want, as many things, I say. As many things as you can imagine with your child mind, I'd like you to do that. One year when I was a kid, my mom still has this, and they used to publish kids' like Christmas lists in the newspaper. And the one I had consisted basically of every Ghostbusters toy ever invented listed, you know, and it was full. It would be like Egon Spangler with Proton Pack and Frighting Ghost Actionness, you know, or there's the old lady who turned into a crazy monster. There's a construction guy who turned into a Batman of sorts. All of them were on there. So, of course, you can't buy all of them. They're not all going to be at KB Toys every time you go there.
Dear Snowman, how can I add a Santa hat on my cat's head in a picture on my computer? I'd like to do this for a Christmas card, but Paint will only let me cut out a square. I need to be able to trace around the hat. Thanks, from Hogan.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't want it to look like dog shit because it was a fake hat put on a cat and it also had a square of just white paint background to it. That would look really bad. Whereas if you could get a background-free piece of art, I'm sure it would look great. Well, if you knew anything about making your own Christmas cards, you would already know how to make background-free art, or that you could trace it on paint if you really were that motivated. I would say skip the Christmas cards this year. No one wants to see your fucking cat. Nobody. It's a Christmas card, not a Catsmas card, not a cat's paw card. No one cares about your fucking cat. No matter how sweet you think he is, or what he has laying on top of him, or what weird position he is and can has cheeseburger.
Dear Snowman.
Fucking shit.
So me and my little brothers wanted to do something unique for cookies for Santa this year. They're the only ones who still believe in him, and the oldest is almost 10 and the youngest is 8. We want to make it really special. Any unique ideas for the cookies? Nothing too expensive, and we want to make them at home. Sugar cookies, chocolate chips, and a few other exceptions will do. Santa, I guess, doesn't really care, but we just want to make it really special for them. Thanks, Liz.
Yeah, anything from that Pepperidge Farm section should be fine. Speaking as someone who's eaten a cookie before, Pepperidge Farm, Milano, whatever the macadamia one is, the chocolate one. You can even get that entertaining collection. That's what I like to get at the store. I get that and eat it alone in my apartment. And it makes me almost happy. So I think that would make Santa extremely happy. Because his level from unhappy to happy is much smaller than mine. So I think that would work perfectly.
Dear Snowman, does anyone know where I can find Santa hands to purchase online? Santa hands are basically Santa sleeves from a Santa suit and white gloves. It's used for portraits with parents to hold babies, and it looks like Santa is standing off to the side of the photo. From JR.
So you're thinking that it would be a lot easier to get just the sleeves of a Santa suit and the gloves rather than an actual Santa jacket and white gloves. Good plan. And what's that? So then you don't see any of Santa's face or body, just his arms. That looks like the last picture that's like baby missing. And they just focus in on the baby because the only picture they ever took of their unloved baby was when it was sitting with Santa. So they don't want Santa distracting from it or to make it look like Santa stole the baby. Even though in all likelihood, that's got to happen, right? A Santa just has a baby and he's like, yeah, I like this one. I mean, it's a good way to test out a bunch of kids to take one, be a Santa.
Dear Snowman, what is the religious significance of Hanukkah compared to Christmas? From WD-40.
Compared to Christmas? Like, which one's better of religious? Well, I would say Hanukkah seems more religious because I don't really understand it. But Christmas is better because everyone likes it, okay? And I know it's not the cool thing to like what everybody likes, but it's better. Hanukkah is shit. And people want to bash on Christmas. I know that. Okay. They want to say like, oh, I don't really like fucking... This is hard. I don't like the Rolling Stones. Okay. They're too mainstream. I prefer the Hives. No, you don't. Let it go. Okay. Sometimes the Rolling Stones are better than the Hives. Most times, in fact, I would say.
Dear Snowman, isn't it racist to force a school to only sing Kwanzaa songs and no Christmas songs? Kwanzaa's an African holiday. Isn't it still America? Even the dark-skinned kids in our school celebrate Christmas because they don't live in Africa. They're Americans. Why are the schools getting so dang weird? From Obi.
Well, good. We didn't get a chance to be racist since the Filipino and the black people stealing their Christmas gifts. So thank you, Obi. Is that racist? I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't understand why that's anything is racist. I don't have a very good barometer for race, to be honest, most of the time. I'd say you're racist for sure, though. Because to say the dark-skinned kids celebrate Christmas, because you checked with them at their homes or whatever, you'd be like, hey, you got dark skin. What are you celebrating? Kwanzaa? No? All right.
Dear Snowman, why do most ghetto blacks celebrate Kwanzaa instead of Christmas? Or is Kwanzaa like a different form of Christmas intended for people who deny the Bible allowed slavery? Which leads me to my second question. Why do blacks deny that the Bible condones slavery? Or do they like to deny in religion just like how they deny truths in real life? Because it's funny how they say white man is evil because of slavery, yet they love believing in a fairy tale book that allows slavery. From Sergeant Kendra.
Sergeant Kendra, I would like to point out to everyone listening that this is from someone who claimed to be a sergeant, and the avatar was like an American flag and all this shit. So next time you're saying all this shit on, you know, the Facebooks or whatever about like, oh my god, the troops, it's amazing. It's not amazing, okay? Some of them are great, and some of them are shit. Just like everybody. Some of them like to talk about, you know, ghetto blacks and all that kind of stuff. So they did something good, but that doesn't make them a good person. We did it. Another Power Hour complete. Well, everybody, I hope you have a good holiday. I sure know I will. Like I said, waiting to masturbate and all that good stuff. Don't forget to visit us at HelpfulSnowman.com. Anyone who'd like to join me on the show, God. The drinking, but you know what? Peeing really took the energy out of me. Took away some of my verve, I think, that peeing. Anyway, thanks for listening. Survive the holiday. Come back and be my friend after. See you later.
And dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one. Came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. See a better time.